Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named best radio show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good Friday. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We're glad you're here. Thanks for joining us. We got Jeff Orlowski across the way, by the way, as Radio Joe Zanzola off. He's going to take the weekend to recuperate because he fell asleep and pulled the groin muscle. How, I don't know, but he did. And it happened. It's gone. It's passed. Joe can't walk. He's crawling to the toilet now. So, Jeff Orlowski, the Polish pipe bomber.
It was Valentine's Day last night, Bill. See, I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
I know. I kept wondering that myself, you know?
A little bedroom Olympics got out of hand
you
or something.
You wake up
maybe?
And you hear, you know, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy playing in the background. You know, I don't know. Who knows, man? Who knows what happened?
Strange animal noises getting made in that room, you know?
Well, they live with her parents, right?
I believe so.
I think that's where they're nesting right now. So I don't know. I don't know. He's ailing a bit. So anyway, Jeff is in today. Joe will be back on Monday, unless things get worse. And you know, maybe it's a groin tear or something. You know, he's got to go in for surgery or somehow something happened and it's like, you got new earrings? Nope, they're just hanging out of your ears. You know, something happened, man. Something snapped. I don't know what it was. But Joe's off, so
all the best to Joe and his groin
on this Friday. We're wishing thoughts and prayers to Joe's groin. So that being said, if you want to chime in on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag Milhockey Talk line, 855-830-8648. You can find us on Twitter at @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, @Radio Joe Sports. You can text him as well or send him a message on Twitter and say, I hope your groin's better. If you're a dude and you want to do that, Facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. You can download the radio.com sports app also. So there's plenty of ways to stay in touch with the show. And do not forget about the website, BillMichaelsSports.com. That is BillMichaelsSports.com. I'm just kind of sitting here going through. There's a lot to go through as we sit here and get into this weekend. It's a weird weekend because you don't have NBA basketball except for the All-Star game. You have hockey still in pretty much full swing, but you know there's not a ton going on. Baseball pitchers and catchers just reported, so you're going to be inundated with a lot of who's doing what in camp. But I got to be honest, I am not one of those people that when they get to their first or second spring training game and some guy's 8 for 8, that doesn't mean he's going to bat 1,000 for the season. I could care less. I just want to see guys get through it, get their swings, get their pitches, get their groove, and stay healthy. That's all I care about. You know, I wait till the first couple of weeks of the season to really see what guys have going on. And even then, look at a guy like Arcia who struggled for a couple of months last year before he finally turned it on in the second half, and then he became pretty much the Brewers' MVP in the postseason. So I'm not worried right now, other than injury, about what's going on down in spring training. The only guy that I'm really paying specific attention to is probably going to be Jimmy Nelson, to make sure that he continues to throw without pain. This should be one of these areas where normally we would have Joe, but Sergio Garcia making news. How about Matt Kuchar? I did a piece on this last night, and I get where he's coming from. Okay, I understand it. I'm not saying I agree with it, but I'm saying I understand it. But in case you didn't know, okay, and this thing continues to spin on. So Matt Kuchar was he in Dubai or something like that? Saudi
yeah.
Arabia. He plays a tournament. Hires a guy by the last name of, I think it was Ortiz, was the guy's name. Before the tournament, hires him and says, look, I'll pay you $1,000. If I make the cut, I'll pay you $2,000. If I'm, you know, top 20 or whatever it is, I'll pay you $3,000. If I get into the top 10, I'll pay you $4,000. So did he won the tournament?
He won.
He wins
over
the tournament.
$1 million.
$1.3 million is what he wins.
Yeah.
So he gives the guy a $1,000 bonus. So the guy makes $5,000. Now you and I are sitting there going, "Well, that's not bad for a weekend's worth of work." But tradition is what every golfer does. You give 5% if you don't make the cut, 7% if you do. Top 10 finish, I think it's like 8% or whatever. And then if you win it, you give them like 10%. So it should have been $130,000.
Yeah.
Is what he should have tipped his caddy. Now, I know that's crazy, but that's what these guys get. If you ever want to know what a caddy on the tour gets, that's what they get. So that they have as much vested interest in a tournament as the player does. I didn't realize that it was that much. So Ortiz, who had an agreement, says, you know, well, I got $5,000. It was nice. He threw me an extra $1,000. He didn't even make it $10,000. Kuchar's now acting like he's the victim here.
I know.
I can't believe it. We had an agreement. I gave him an extra $1,000. Kuchar couldn't have alligator arms anymore if he had to. Look, I'm not saying he should tip him $130,000, okay? Even though that's what tradition is on the PGA Tour. But this is turning out to be horrible for him. He looks like such a jag, a petty, petty guy right now, where he just wins the $1.3 million. Now, after taxes, granted, it's probably a, you know, I don't know, what, $700,000, $800,000, something like that, maybe. But, and I get it. You don't want to just write a check for $130,000. Okay. But at least give the guy $10,000 or $20,000.
Yep.
You know, at least make it say, look, we had an agreement. I wanted to take care of him. Here you go. And he'd still look petty, but at least you're taking care of him. This was, here, an extra $1,000. He probably spends that at dinner or on a rental car for a week, you know?
Just for your reputation alone.
Right.
Because he looks so cheap and so petty now. And it is such a bad look for him that it would have been worth the 20 extra thousand just so this never became a story.
Yeah. It's just blown up. And now that's all people are asking about. You know, that's all people are talking about is how cheap Matt Kuchar is. And he's defending it. You know, it was $1.28 million is what he ended up getting. And as you know, don't forget, this was a guy people are like, "Cooch," as he's coming up the 18th green and cheering. And now it's going to be nothing but, you know, I saw somebody, oh God, where was it? It was on the Golf Network, but somebody had written a giant cardboard coupon that was Kuchar, that had Kuchar's face on it. It was a coupon for $500 and a free massage, good at any time. And then they had the date. And it was like that day's date from 12:30 p.m. till 12:32 p.m. That's when the coupon expired.
Yeah.
It was a coupon or whatever they called it. Just, you don't need this.
No.
So anyway, Matt Kuchar, he's cheap. Then there's Sergio Garcia, who, what was it, last week or the week before, when he went nuts in the bunker, chopped it all up, and now golfers, Brooks Koepka, who won here, won the U.S. Open here. Brooks Koepka came out and just ripped the hell out of Sergio Garcia. Just ripped him. Saying, we don't need that. We don't need that two-year-old. Was he? I think he called it, was it childlike or called him like a first grader? Or, I mean, he just ripped the hell out of Sergio Garcia. Kuchar's just taking no prisoners so far in what he says. He's just ripping the hell out of everybody. But yeah, ripped Sergio Garcia. So now you got a lot of different angst, I guess it is, on the PGA Tour. Not to mention you need something else because Tiger's playing terribly. Tiger is not good. He's terrible at Riviera right now, too. So he says now he's just worried about scoring, and he's not worried about his overall game. Once you start talking to Tiger about, I'm just trying to do this, I'm just trying to do that, then you know he doesn't have his game right now. So we'll see what happens if Tiger gets it back come the Masters. Masters are creeping up. We've got, what, about a month and a half till the Masters are here? Something like that. So
right around the corner.
Anyway, that'd be it. So right now, there's a lot of things to talk about and a lot of things we can get into. And one of the questions is, because of Giannis, because of Budenholzer, because of Chris Middleton, how much more attention are you going to be paying, to the NBA All-Star Game? I want to get into that conversation. Let's go to Mike, listening to us in South Milwaukee. Mike, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, Bill, thanks.
What's happening?
I really get it. I get it about Kuchar, but at the same time, Bill, you know, there were reports this guy turned down even Kuchar giving him $9,000 or $10,000. You know,
that's kind of what I heard. Yeah, with the guy said no, thank you very much, yeah, or whatever. Now I get that, but the fact that I guess Kuchar kind of side chipped him or something, that, you know, golfers on the tour are kind of looking at him going, man, what a cheap guy, because this is what we normally do.
You know, you could say that, but at the same time, is this guy a full time caddy?
No. He's a full time caddy there at that club, but he's not his full time caddy. Right. No.
And this guy got the opportunity to make how much money?
Right.
And Matt Kuchar gave it to him. I mean, you could flip that around and say Matt Kuchar, and I get 100% what you're saying about the 10% rule, but those are fully vested caddies. Those
right.
are guys that are dedicated to these guys. They're doing the traveling. They're giving up the family time, the whole nine yards.
Yep.
You know, this guy comes out of the clubhouse, basically, and makes that ton of extra money.
Yep.
Then he turns down an extra 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kuch is a good guy, and I hope it doesn't tarnish his reputation.
Well, his reputation's tarnished now, because with the perception becoming reality is that he's cheap, and that's a shame. Appreciate the phone call. No, he's right. I mean, for those that didn't know, Ortiz, the caddy, Kuchar came to him after the fact and offered him more money, and he wouldn't take it. Now,
but it's still the entire season. Anytime any reporter sees Matt Kuchar out at a steakhouse, yep, they're going to go in the second he walks out. How much did he tip you?
Right.
Every time that he uses, whether it's his regular caddy or a fill-in caddy on every single tournament,
mm-hmm,
people will be chasing this guy down in the parking lot. How much did he tip you? It's going to go on all year long.
Yep. Nope. I get it. He put himself in the situation to begin with. And that's part of it. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Let's do this. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about the NBA NBA All-Star Weekend. Scott's in Milwaukee. We'll talk a little Jimmy Nelson Brewers baseball. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Blowing down the wire tonight. I'm singing through these power lines, and I'm running on time and feeling all right. Skipping over the
Welcome back. Glad to have you. Bill Michaels Show continues on. I'm Bill Michaels. You got Jeff Orlowski across the way. Joe off today. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical. We're going to get warmer eventually. I'm telling you, cabin fever is eventually going to wear off. And when it does, you're going to want to feel it. You're going to want to feel better. But if you're having the problems on the indoor portion of your game, they have a 98% success rate of treating guys with ED, erectile dysfunction, a 98% success rate, which is a fantastic rate. It's almost guaranteeing you that they can help you out. In addition to that, if you're feeling sluggish or moody, you have the brain fog going on, whatever it may be, it is also a great place to go to get your low testosterone checked. And that way, if it is low, you can go ahead and get the procedure done and get yourself feeling better and sleeping better, feeling rested, more refreshed, more energy, all that kind of good stuff. And there's the all-in-one weight loss program. If you have the t-shirt season right around the corner, as we all do, and you're looking down right now going, holy mackerel, I can't see my feet, you may want to call them over at Neumel Medical, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451, the Neumel Medical Center, 414-455-4451. Talking a little bit of everything right now, as a matter of fact. We're getting ready for Dave Coleman, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel race writer. He's going to join us. We'll talk some NASCAR, Daytona 500 coming up here at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned for that. Scott in West Milwaukee. Scott, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
I want to say longtime listener. Love your show.
Appreciate it.
As far as Jimmy Nelson goes, I hate to say this, but I think they're going to babysit him. I don't think you're going to see him on the opening day roster. What do you think?
I don't know about the opening day roster. I cannot imagine him. I cannot imagine him pitching opening day as he hopes. I would almost be shocked if he did. If he did, that means he's come an incredibly, incredibly long way. But I agree with you. I think they're going to take it easy with him.
Well, I think he'll start out in AAA. And he'll get his 4 or 5 starts and pitches, 2 innings, and they'll take him out and they'll stretch him out.
Yeah.
And it might be a while before he gets here.
Mm-hmm.
Probably by the All-Star break, because it's not going to happen overnight, Bill.
No, I completely agree. I'm agreeing with you in the sense that I don't think it's going to happen overnight. Appreciate the phone call. I don't think it's going to happen overnight. But I don't want to say I'm writing off Jimmy Nelson, because that would basically be saying that I don't have any trust in him. He says he feels great. I hope he's telling the truth, because if he does and things are good with Jimmy Nelson, oh my goodness, that changes the look of this pitching staff, doesn't it? But I just don't think I could say, sure, he's going to be back and going to be ready to go just because he feels good now. You got to put him on a mound. You got to put him, you know, facing real live pitch or real live hitting, real live batting. See what happens. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Chime in. What would be the best surprise for the Milwaukee Brewers? Would it be that Yasmani Grandal picks up as far as his numbers go from a couple of years ago? Orlando Arcia gives you a full season. Travis Shaw gives you the numbers that he put up a couple of years ago. The fact that maybe they pick up Moose or Mauricio Dubon comes up. Keston Hira comes up. What would be the biggest surprise, the most pleasant, welcoming surprise if you're a Milwaukee Brewers fan? To me, I think it would be Jimmy Nelson. We were talking about this last night, as a matter of fact. Well, what if this happens? That's great. What if that happens? What if they all happen, then the Brewers are going to win the World Series, and they'll probably end up winning the Super Bowl. You know? Because they'll be that damn good. But if Jimmy Nelson comes back and gives you 80% of what he was before he went down.
Be huge.
That would be huge for this team.
Yeah.
It would just be huge for this team.
Well, and imagine if Jimmy Nelson comes back, gives you that 80 to 85%, and imagine if Chase Anderson figures out how to keep the ball in the ballpark.
Yep.
Then you've got a legitimate juggernaut.
Chase Anderson pitched well during the season last year. It was just towards the end is when he was giving up home run after home run after home run. And don't forget, 2 years ago, Chase Anderson was one of the, he had a stretch where he was one of the best in Major League Baseball.
Yes, yes he did.
So you know he's got it. He's got to keep it down and paint the corners.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm with you. If you get a legitimate contribution from Nelson, oh boy. You know, I have faith in Grandal. I think Grandal is going to be fantastic for this team. I know Eric Kratz was a fan favorite, and Manny Pineapple and everybody like that, you know, and those are very easy guys to root for. But I think Grandal is going to be a difference maker.
I certainly hope so. I will say this. I thought Manny Pena last year defensively was really good.
Mm-hmm.
He was really good. He's very good at blocking the plate, but to me, he was throwing runners out last year, and teams were thinking twice about running on him about midway portion of the season. So if Grandal can give you some of that as well, then by all means, you're going to have a dramatic upgrade behind the plate. I mean, up the middle, think about up the middle now. You're still looking at that second base position, but up the middle, you've got Arcia, who hit the ball at the second half of last season, was kind of your MVP in the postseason for what he did. You've got what you believe to be a pretty solid pitching staff, but now you've got Grandal, and then you've got Lorenzo Cain in center. So you're pretty strong offensively up the gut. You just need to figure out what you're going to do over on the second base side. 855-830-8648 on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag MilHockeyTalkLine. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Cousin Subs, where they encourage you right now. If you are a student and you want to further your education, further your career, you can do it with $7,500 or $2,500 via scholarship, but they have it going on right now over at Cousin Subs. And Cousin Subs, all you got to do right now is go to CousinSubs.com for the VIP experience as well for the Wisconsin Sports Awards. It all comes together. If you are chosen, don't miss out. Again, go to CousinSubs.com/scholarship. That's CousinSubs.com/scholarship. Sign up. Cousin Subs, where they believe in better, they're giving back to the community, and that's the way they do it. Good people. The official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. This one's from Mark, who says, do you think that the Brewers are best offensive team in the National League Central? That's a great question. The best offensive team in the National League Central. Would you take Christian Yelich? Yes. Lorenzo Cain? Yes. Braun, not so much anymore. He hasn't given you those Braun-like numbers in a while. If Travis Shaw goes back to being what he was a couple years ago over at third base, I could see it maybe It would be hard. I mean, you can't discount the Cubs because the Cubs are loaded. As much as we can't stand the Cubs and want to keep them out of Miller Park and their fans and all that kind of stuff, the Cubs are loaded. And then the Cardinals are, don't forget, the Cardinals are a pretty damn good baseball team too. I'm not going to discount what the Cardinals are doing. Hell, the Reds. I mean, the Reds have a pretty good third baseman also. But would I take Travis Shaw over any other third baseman in the division? You going to take him over Chris Bryant?
Not me.
Not going to happen. You know, I couldn't do that. I mean, I think Chris Bryant is where that begins and ends. Then you look at the shortstop position. Orlando Arcia, would you take him over Javi Baez?
I'm biased, but no.
Yeah, I don't think I would. I'd take him over Paul DeJong.
Well, yeah.
From St. Louis.
But at first base, are you going to take Jesus over Anthony Rizzo?
No.
No.
No, not going to do that either.
So, you know, that's a tough question, but...
You're not going to take whoever unless you... Even if you move Travis Shaw to second and Moose came back, you're not taking Travis Shaw over Ben Zobrist, right?
No. You know, and granted, Zobrist is old and all that, but he was still very productive.
Well, would you take him over Colton Wong, the lefty?
No.
Colton Wong's a hell of a player.
He is.
You know?
He is.
So I now Jesus power wise, you know, Jesus maybe in the division, you're not gonna take him over Anthony Rizzo. But
and with the Cardinals picking up Goldschmidt.
Yeah, right.
That is a huge
that's a big pickup for them. Yeah, it's a big pickup for them. Yeah, forget that Goldschmidt's going to be their first baseman. DeJong's over at short. Colton Wong, he's a seventh or eighth hitter on that team, but Colton Wong's still pretty solid. Now behind the plate, Molina. Well, you probably take Molina because yeah. he's been the mainstay back there for so long. Wilson Contreras, I'd take
Molina over him.
I'd take Molina over him, but I'd take Yasmani Grandal over Wilson Contreras.
I would too.
You know? I was talking before Eugenio Suarez. Hell of a third baseman for Cincinnati. They got a real find there. But are you going to take those guys over Yasmani Grandal over Tucker Barnhart? In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat. So the Brewers are right there. And then Jesus, obviously. Are you going to take him over Joey Votto? No. Votto, still, as much as I can't stand Votto, Goldschmidt, you know, as we talked about, there's some really good first basemen in this division. Anthony Rizzo, that's a list right there.
The NL Central is just stacked.
Yeah, you got some hitters in that division.
Yeah.
855-830-8648. When we come back, Dave Coleman, the race writer from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Time to talk some NASCAR. This is right in your wheelhouse there, Pipe Bomb. As we're going to chat a little NASCAR Daytona 500 right around the corner. So that's coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Hot to fire. Streets of stone.
Glad to have you, the Bill Michaels Show. We continue on. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Van Horn Automotive. Van Horn, home of the 90-day test drive, exclusively at Van Horn Automotive. Go to vanhornauto.com. That is vanhornauto.com. See all the vehicles that are actually qualifying for a 90-day test drive. It's exactly how it sounds. Take the car 90 days. If you don't like it, bring it back. No further commitment, no questions asked. If you do like it, you can get up to $2,000 off. It's that simple. Do what I did. Head out to Van Horn Automotive. I went to the truck center in Plymouth, but they have 16 locations all throughout the state and beyond the borders as well. That is our friends from Van Horn Auto. Go to vanhornauto.com. That is vanhornauto.com. Check it out for yourself and see what qualifies. Speaking of automotives, it is time for race weekend. NASCAR is now back as the shootouts and all that kind of stuff are pretty much done. You get ready for the kickoff of the season. The Daytona 500 is upon us. We got the Polish Pipe Bomb in here, talking some NASCAR, and also Dave Kalman, race writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, here as well now, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. David, how you doing?
Oh, wonderful, Bill. Great to be with you.
It is, we're just sitting here in the studio listening to one of the promos from one of the local shows here in Milwaukee, and it says, you know, what are you doing this weekend? What are you watching? And one of the things I'm doing is not much. I'm going to probably head down on Sunday and smoke a cigar and watch the race and see a lot of sunshine, hopefully, and feel a little bit warmer anyway. But now that racing is back, what are we to expect, first of all, this season in NASCAR?
Let's start easy, right?
Right.
We're expecting change. Big rules package change. I don't know what it's going to do. And I'm not the most technical guy, so I don't want to pretend to explain it, because I'll get 15 emails telling me I'm an idiot. 15 more than usual telling me I'm an idiot.
Correct.
But yeah, after this race, we're looking at a kind of a whole new rules package with as far as downforce and engine output. So it'll be... There'll be a lot of questions. As far as the stuff we do know that Jimmy Johnson's still trying to get off the Schneid. We do know that, Kevin Harvick is going to be there every week, because that's all he's shown in the last few years. And after last night, I would think we do know that Chase Elliott's going to show that he's hungry this year.
I'm liking the fact that there's some new faces. Some people have retired, and the it's changed and such, and I get it. But has it lost its star power, do you think, at all, NASCAR?
Sure. Yeah, it lost its star power when Rusty Wallace retired and Dale Earnhardt died and all those things, too. And, the thing I think we have right now is the new star power hasn't really... I mean, it's always an evolution, and there will be new stars. You expect Chase Elliott to be one. You expect Ryan Blaney to be one. You've had some guys, Kyle Larson, you've had some guys start to show it, but not really fully break out the way, the way that evolution needs that next generation. So you still... You maybe have fewer of the guys... You know, you have Harvick, who was part of the Kenseth Earnhardt Jr. kind of generation, but he's the only one of them left. Joey Logano never really has been embraced, I don't think. Tremendous talent. Kyle Busch is, one of those love him or hate him kind of guys. So if you need that transition. You need that next group, and if... This year, the Kyle Larson of this world maybe break out and start to show that. That'll make that move along a little quicker, and it won't seem like we've lost some star power when these new guys, or when the younger guys start to show that and develop that star type following.
The one of the rules where if you get caught cheating, you're automatically disqualified. It's not even points anymore. It's just you're done. Do you like it?
It's fine with me. That it makes a lot of sense. It is the way things happen in most of the racing world, or much of the racing world. What I don't like is that the race doesn't end when the race ends. The race ends when you are at the airport getting ready to get on your plane because you caught the last flight out. The race ends when you're, an hour into your drive on the way home. The race maybe ends with a night race. The race ends sometime after you've gone to bed and before you wake up. I don't like a race in the tech shed. That's not... people don't buy tickets to watch tech.
Mm-hmm.
People buy tickets and turn on the TV to watch the race on the track. They see a winner. I'd like that to be the winner. But I understand it's not that simple. But there are... what other sport do we have that ends that way, that you went to bed knowing who won, and because you watched it, you saw it with your own two eyes, and you wake up in the morning and, oh, well, I guess the Bucks lost to the Pistons.
Right.
You know? That's what I don't like about it. But it makes a lot of sense, and I can certainly live with it. And hopefully we just don't see that much. Obviously, guys have been pushing it for years and years, and it's gotten worse. And, it's what you do, I guess. But it's unfortunate that that's what it's come to.
Mm-hmm. So who are you picking this week? I mean, just for, Jimmy Johnson's wrecking everybody and trying to fight his way back. And as the pipe bomb was saying, NASCAR's kind of looking the other way right now because he's one of their big stars. He's been a numerous seven-time champion or something like that, some kind of crazy number. So who are you picking?
we were talking before the over-under, how many wrecks, and trying to parlay that with Stenhouse. No, it certainly looked like a Ford show last night. That's what happens when guys have run 60 laps on one set of tires, got a quick splash of gas, and what happens in an evening race. What happens in the 100 may not be the same thing when the temperature goes up and you're making full stops and those sorts of things. But you ought to go with a Ford, and so Harvick. Maybe Logano. Logano sure came out of nowhere last night to win that thing. So, what the heck? You're putting me on the spot. I'm going to pick Joey Logano.
There you go. Okay, Joey Logano. We got you penned in just in case. I want to go to the windows and place a bet. What else about this season, I guess, is going to be intriguing? I mean, obviously, race-wise, we know that Infiniti is coming back, and not just specifically with Daytona and the NASCAR series, but we're getting IndyCar back again. There's been even some talk of an ARCA race coming to Milwaukee.
Well, we'll see what's going to come out of we do have racing at the mile this year. One race, Father's Day, or one race event, Father's Day weekend. We'll see a little more this week. They're going to have a little press conference regarding that. We'll see some of the other stuff that's coming with that. And then we will see come June, I don't have a calendar, 17th, 19th, whatever it is, how it actually works for all the crowing. And you and I have talked about this numerous times. For all the crowing people do about we need racing at the Milwaukee Mile, there has to be racing, we want racing back, bring racing back, somebody's got to go to the darn thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens that weekend if somebody's given it another shot. So can they pull it off? That stands a chance to be the big, sort of the big story in Wisconsin racing this year, looking in at it. Can somebody give this a short track race, put on a regional series race, and draw the whatever they need, 6,000-7,000 people. It won't look like much there because there's 30,000-some seats. But if they can make it and make it make business sense and make it successful, and then potentially build on it. But yeah, this is just such if they can pull that off and if people support it. I think that'll be great. This is we know this is a great racing state. We got the Xfinity Series, we got IndyCar at Road America, and both of those at Road America. We got just such a tremendous variety of short track racing, from the open wheel stuff and dirt and asphalt, late model stock kind of stuff. But it's a great racing state that way. Right now, we don't have that big. Certainly when Matt Kenseth was battling for championships, that was a big deal. You could count on that as a Wisconsin racing fan. If you're looking for something to hang your hat on, hey, Wisconsin, here's a example on the highest scale what a great racing state Wisconsin is. That was it. We don't have that right now. Paul Menard's the guy in Cup, and he could be a factor this weekend. Certainly, mm-hmm. I don't know that he's a championship guy. But we have, we got Johnny Sauter running for truck championships. So we still have some of that. This is a great area and a great state for racing. And we got a great variety. And I hope that people can see that there is this, it's not just, hey, this is my thing and that's everything else sucks. That there's all this stuff out there. Take advantage of it. Go check something else out. There's so much here.
Always great to talk to you, my friend. Should be a big race weekend. Look forward to kind of chatting again as the season gets underway, and obviously the racing gets going here in Wisconsin again. We'll chat then, too, okay?
Sounds fabulous.
Thanks, appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Dave Coleman, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Race rider there. Anything there you want to rebut or refute or discuss, Pipe Bomb?
No. No, you know, this race, the Daytona 500 being the biggest race of the season, it's always such a toss-up. Any of the cars can win. You know, Daytona and Talladega with the restrictor plate racing, they're all in a pack. Anything can happen. You can have a wreck take out three quarters of the field, and you've got some guy you've never heard of in the back, you know, might have one sponsor on his car. He could win. It's just a toss-up.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to go to the window on the 500.
There you go. That is the Pipe Bomb. Stay tuned. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show on the air. Going to hear from Mike Florio, NBC Sports. Talked about the structure of the Packers coming up here momentarily. This portion of the program brought to you by a lot of great people taking us out to spring training. And we've been telling you about some of the terrific businesses, smaller businesses, that get a chance to advertise in the program that wouldn't normally get a chance to do so. But because we're just kind of covering some hard cost here. And it's great that these people want to jump on board. And we can't say thanks enough to our fine, fine, fine sponsors, that being Pizza Del Rey in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. JR and his staff, they do a great job. Love that place. Just stop in and tell them we said hi. And Dwayne's Cover It All. By the way, Dwayne up there at Cover It All in Wausau, getting a nice piece written up about him in their business section, I guess the paper, coming out to say hello, because they hear about it all the time on this program. Fantastic stuff. And I've got some sad news. And some good news. Good news is, if you're looking for a place to go watch the race this weekend, Wisconsin and Milwaukee's best sports bar is Stenny's. They're open for business. But the pond hockey team, this will teach you a lesson. Ryan texted me today. We were talking about pond hockey. Last week they had the pond hockey tournament up in the Tomahawk area. And one of the things that I always look forward to is them bringing the banner back. They hoist the banner in that Labatt's, kind of like a Stanley Cup of pond hockey.
Mm-hmm.
They lost 5-4 in double overtime in the final four. They made it to the final four.
A heartbreaker.
They were up 3-1 with 10 minutes left.
Ooh.
3-1 with 10 minutes left. And Ryan texted me, and this is the last sentence he texted me. He said, "Bill, the hangover caught up to us." So I told him, I said, "You get 2 weeks off, you start training again, take the alcohol out of your system, and get back at it." Because I'm not used to Stenny's coming back without a banner. They've been a champion for a long time now. And this year, they got drunk. they got drunk and didn't win it. So, anyway, go down to Stenny's, second in National, Walker's Point. Terrific place. Go in and tell them. Just go in and ask for Ryan. Say, "You booze hag. You booze hag. You didn't get the cup because you were drinking out of it."
Yell in his ear.
So, yeah, yell in his ear. He's probably still hungover. But they didn't. They made it to the Final Four, which is saying something, because of all the teams. They got 300-something teams that are up there. They made it to the Final Four. But yeah, getting hammered and getting ready for the Final Four by drinking. You know, fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life. Wasn't that a famous saying coming out of Animal House?
Oh, yeah.
So they need to get back at it. Start practicing again. I say fill that patio with water and let's skate out there. I'll coach you. Get you back to it. So anyway, support all the great businesses that support us. We can't thank them enough. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. When we come back after the top of the hour, we're going to talk some more Bucks basketball and talk a little bit about this weekend. One of the things that I found interesting was in the NBA, they're starting to talk about where players may or may not end up and who may end up wanting to play with who. My question is, and your thoughts on this, do you feel that Giannis has to begin recruiting now? Because Giannis is the happy-go-lucky smile, everybody loves the kid, you know, freak on the court, freak in the sheets, you know, that kind of guy, right? But does he have to now get serious because he wants to win? And he said, well, if Milwaukee brings in the proper players, that kind of thing, and if we're winning, you know, everything is good, you know, yada, yada. Well, my question is, if they want to get better and they want to bring in another guy, another big-name guy, superstar type of guy, do you believe it's up to Giannis to take ownership? As much as he took ownership of Bud, does he have to take ownership of the team now? You know, yesterday or 2 days ago, he's talking about people can't stop me. They got to double team me. They got to triple team me. I'm going to dictate things, and I'm going to pass the ball. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Okay, that's great. You're feeling it. I'm with you. Look, you're not saying anything we don't know. But now, does he have to be the man off the court and start recruiting some of the guys to come into Milwaukee and start making this thing all, you know, kind of get even better, making it gel? Because as much as we talk about the ownership wanting to spend money, is it up to Giannis to go out and get guys to look over the fence and say, yeah, Milwaukee's not such a bad place to go? You know, it's cold all over this time of year. Why not go to Milwaukee? Why not get paid? Why not play in a new building with a great facility? Why not play with another superstar? Let's make Milwaukee great again. You know what I'm saying? I'm not barring a political statement there, by the way. I don't want to get into that at all. But does Giannis have the onus on him now to start recruiting, bringing some of these guys in? Want to get into that discussion as well. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. We have some buy or sell coming up in the next hour. Got Gary Ellerson, former Packer and Badger running back, co-host with myself on the Green and Gold postgame show, also on the big show locally out of Milwaukee on 105.7 FM The Fan. GE's going to be here in the last hour of the program. Got a lot of good stuff yet coming. Got more right after this.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.